AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Snow, freezing rain, and rain could make for a messy Monday morning commute as a winter storm pushes further east. The Chicago area received more than 6 inches of snow as of Sunday night. Up to 10 inches of snow expected to fall in parts of Michigan. A Delta plane with 70 passengers and crew landed at Detroit's airport on Sunday, but then skidded onto some snowy grass while it was taxiing. Passenger Scott Erickson tells WXYZ-TV that he missed his connection.
I missed my flight, so now I gotta get a car and go home, but that's okay too.
President-elect Donald Trump is scoffing at the CIA's conclusion that Russian hacking tried to steer the election his way.
The president-elect calls the CIA finding ridiculous, an attempt to minimize his electoral mandate.
I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it.
In fact, he tells Fox News Sunday he's not sure that in office he wants a daily intelligence briefing, certainly not just a review.
Sir, nothing has changed. Let's go over it again. I don't need that.
Trump's words have caused dismay not only among Senate Democrats, but Republicans like Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain, who says he plans a full-scale probe of the hacking allegations headed by arch-Trump critic Senator Lindsey Graham. Mark Smith, Washington.
China says it has serious concern about Donald Trump's latest comments, suggesting he's reconsidering America's relationship with Taiwan. Trump said on Fox News Sunday he doesn't feel bound by a one-China policy, unless there's a deal with China on other things, including trade. A jury worked until late last night, returning a guilty verdict in the trial of the man accused in the shooting death of former NFL star Will Smith. Cardell Hayes was convicted of the lesser charge of manslaughter for the incident in April in New Orleans. Greek authorities say they've destroyed a suspected bomb planted outside the Labor Ministry in Athens. This is AP Radio News. Texas is about to launch what state officials believe is the country's largest effort to track brain injuries among middle and high school athletes. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports.
The Texas program will track about 24 sports from football to girls' soccer, recording what caused an injury, recovery time, and other data. Medical officials hope that a state as large as Texas, which has more than 800,000 public high school athletes, will be a key step in developing a national database of brain injuries in young athletes.
The Dallas Cowboys' 11-game winning streak has been stopped by the team that handed them their previous loss, the New York Giants. Giants lineman Damon Harrison on the 10-7 win.
You watch ESPN, you read the newspaper and everything, you know, they've been beating everybody they played. It's a high-powered offense with a great rookie quarterback and a great rookie running back. For us to come out here and hold them to 7 points, I got to tip my hat to the guys that went out there and executed.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.